Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 346. Organization. There were some of our people who did not send their children to the newly opened Bible school in Melbourne School. They were waiting to see if it would prove a success. I was reminded of those who pursued the same course away back in our early experience in the matter of organization. After the Lord had revealed His will and given light in reference to the matter, there were some, yes, quite a large number, who did not give their support in this advanced step. They kept entirely silent. A very few sustained my husband, and we fought the battle over and over again, obtaining a decided victory in every conflict. Some who did not oppose said that before taking their position, they would wait to see the working out of the enterprise. Some placed themselves in a position of questioning and criticizing, and others of noncommittal. The Lord did not honor their unbelief. In refusing to move forward until they knew for a certainty that the undertaking would succeed, they placed themselves where their influence hindered the work. These lost the precious blessing. They did not discern and follow closely the opening providence of God. They did not heed the command, "Go forward." Note, the manuscript from which the following extract is taken deals with abuses which came about as responsible men at the Review and Herald dealt unjustly with authors. Brethren, what was it that led some of our number to question the benefit of organization? The matter has been opened before me, and the reason was that they feared to see so much power vested in unsanctified hands. It was a foreboding that just such a condition as has come about would exist. We may well fear a direful reaction. There must be a decided change. Men must be converted, or as long as they hold power they will use it to oppress their brethren. If not converted, they must be removed. We may claim to be Seventh-day Adventists, and yet fail of realizing how exalted is the standard to which we must attain in order to deserve this name. Some have felt ashamed of being known as Seventh-day Adventists. Those who are ashamed of this name should never connect with those who feel it an honor to bear this name. And those who are Christ's witnesses, standing where the truths of the Bible have placed them, are worthy of the name they bear. Again and again I have been shown that the past experiences of God's people are not to be counted as dead facts. We are not to treat the record of these experiences as we would treat a last year's almanac.